So let's say you're having a particularly intense time in your life, and we all get there for various reasons. Some of us, it's like we suddenly have to do caretaking for a while, and it's an intense time because a family member may be very ill or kind of on the verge of passing, or our own illness, or something else that, sort of like a life, big life change, and it's very intense. And then, like, I always tell you to show up consistently, to create content consistently. How is it possible to still manage that during an intense time like this? Well, yeah, it's tricky. And in fact, I really do welcome anybody to chat below. And what do you think about the possibility of showing up consistently, for example, creating content while still having such intensity in your life? First of all, it's always okay to take time off, of course, when there is an intense, when there's a really intense time. If you can, especially if you can foresee that there is a that you can take a period of time to really to deal with that moment within yourself and within the family or within that your life. It's like to take like a week or 2 weeks or a month even to deal to prepare yourself essentially for these intense emotions. And to not feel the pressure of creating content, the obligation of doing so. I think that's reasonable, really is. My concern is for the person who says, who might notice themselves just going from intense period to intense period in their life, and it like never stops. And that's true for some people are very, they feel a lot. Some of us just feel a lot more than others. And so it's kind of like all the time. It's not all the time, but it's like throughout the year, there's 10 months where we feel intense and emotional and just a lot going on. And so therefore, it's the danger there is, well, you always have an excuse not to show up because of this big thing that happened. And then next month, that big thing that happened. And next month, that big thing that happened. Now, whether those things are truly big, of course, it's, you can tell whether that's true or not. And yet, well, what do we do then? It's like we still need to prepare ourselves to create, if we want, the benefits of showing up consistently, of which there are internal benefits and there are external benefits too. So it's a strategy that you have to kind of create for yourself, which is why I welcome you to comment below. Like during intensive periods, are you going to give yourself that gentleness and the break to deal with that, to journal, to write authentically about what you're going through, to be able to externalize the burdens that you might be internalizing a bit too much, right? That's part of what holds us back is like, you might say it's internal, it's whether it's you call it internal blocks or whether it's just internal stress, that if you are able to externalize it onto a journal or into a therapy relationship or something like that, then perhaps there's a bit more lightness that allows you to then get into the energy of creating flow, creating energy for what you're showing up for. So that's my question for you, and this is again more of a discussion, right? This lesson is more of a discussion because I have I think each of us deals with it differently. Each of us has different situations. So I really do welcome your comments below and let's support each other through these intense periods. Thank you.